The first full week of the Winter Olympics open today in Russia. If you don't want to hear who won what, turn the sound down and count to 15. Okay, American Julie Mancuso finished third, good for the bronze medal in women's super-combined skiing. Germany's Maria Hafelreich won the event. In men's speed skating, brothers Michael and Ronald Mulder from the Netherlands both medaled in the men's 500-meter race, taking gold and bronze. 3, 2, 1. You're back. The VBC's Alex Kapstick joins us from Sochi. And Alex, let's talk about what happened this weekend. The first gold medals handed out, one of them awarded to an Austrian in the men's downhill. Surprise?
Yeah, this was a real surprise, Robin, in the men's downhill. Lots of talk about the mountain, the downhill course here in Sochi, that it was dangerous, that it was treacherous, one of the most perilous in Olympic history. Bodie Miller, the American, was one of the favourites, 36 years old now. But coming back into form, he was the fastest in practice. But even he said this mountain could kill you if you got it wrong. Well, as it happened, everybody got down safely. They all mastered it in that sense. But the one who mastered it the best was an Austrian called Matthias Mayer. And he was simply fantastic, too hot to handle for the rest. He got down, he was quite early, which favoured him. He went down in number 11th place. So that was better for the early skiers because later on the snow got a bit slushier. And that's where Bodie Miller made a few mistakes. So he didn't finish in the top three, finished out of the medals. And Matthias Mayer went down in 2:06.3 and got the gold medal. Now, the thing about him is that he has never won a major downhill race in his life anywhere. So to win the Olympics, to be that, for that to be your first one, it's quite something. And he was absolutely delighted. He said that it was an incredible feeling, he said afterwards.
Well, and you mentioned Bodie Miller. He finished eighth. He was going for his sixth Olympic medal, his second gold. And I have to tell you, Alex, a couple times I tuned in, I was watching, and it was heart-stopping. You mentioned that course. We all know what the downhill looks like, but it seemed faster than usual, and to see them come around some of these curves at an extraordinary height, you thought if they miss and don't make that turn, they are going off into the ether. It was quite heart-stopping.
Well, it was very twisty. It was very tight. It was very icy right at the top of the course, and there were some jumps there that were almost vertical. In fact, they made one of the jumps a little bit shallower because the skiers had complained. They just said, look, it's just too much. So they made it a little bit safer at the top. But yes, they were hurtling down at a terrific speeds. And you're right, if they got it wrong at the top, they were in serious trouble. Thankfully, they were all safe. They all got down safely in the final. And as I said, not a great day for Bodie Miller, but a wonderful day for that young Austrian.
Well, speaking of staying with safety, snowboarding. We know the American Shaun White dropped out of the slopestyle event because he thought the course was dangerous. He also wanted to concentrate on winning the halfpipe. That begins tomorrow. But watching that was also amazing. I mean, how high in the air they went.
Yeah, the snowboard slopestyle has been a huge success here. Everybody that I've spoken to has really enjoyed watching it. It was a bit dangerous early on, but they modified the run. Everybody again got down safely in the finals. Some fantastic acrobatics. It was wonderful to watch. And Sage Kustenberg of America getting his gold medal. I spoke to him earlier today, actually, and he said, you know, he kept using the word stoked. It's a different language that the snowboarders use. Everybody's a dude, and everything's awesome, and everyone's stoked. And he was obviously still clearly delighted with that gold medal.
Well, they borrowed their language from surfers, but Sage, just staying with Sage Kustenberg for just a second. He said that this huge move that he made to really put it over the top and win the gold, he just did a spur of the moment. A lot of people on social media were saying that can't be. He must have practiced. Has he said more about that? And also, is it true and possible that he did all of that upside down while chewing gum?
I don't know about the chewing gum, but he did talk about that move that he made. It's one that he uses in something called Big Air, which isn't in the Olympics. That's just a big ramp that you ski up or snowboard up and then flip over, 10, 15, 20 metres up in the air. You do your trick. So, yes, he did say it was off the cuff. It was on the spur of the moment. He just put it in. He hadn't planned to, but luckily for him, it came off.
We have to mention, before we let you go, the team figure skating. It's the first time that's been held was this year. All the members of one country's team together, competing together. But the standout was 15-year-old Yulia Lipnitskaya, the 15-year-old who sealed Russia's team gold win. phenomenal. What's the buzz about her there?
It was a stunning performance. It lifted the roof off. She was absolutely wonderful. She's come virtually from nowhere before this season. She's only 15 years old. You know, she's going to have a really good chance of winning the gold medal in the individual program, which will take place next week. Yoonah Kim of South Korea is the favourite to defend her title, but this young Russian, she was so good and so confident and skated beautifully. The crowd absolutely loved it. She's on a roll, and you know, it's going to be a really, really good contest next week. It's probably one of the highlights of these Winter Olympics still to come.
By the way, that move that Sage did was the back 1620 Japan air. But you knew that.
Yeah, I knew that. I'll be trying that out later, Robin.
The BBC's Alex Capstick in Sochi. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And Robin, listeners may notice as they listen to that and other Olympic coverage that you don't hear any tape from
the Olympics. We're acting it out. We're miming it.
Exactly. We should get some puppets. But the reason is because NBC has the exclusive rights to the Winter Games and NPR cannot use that material. So if
no
you're
one
wondering,
can.
That's why no one can. This is Here and Now.